Welcome to the Alien Inquisition Podcast, a program brought to you by the members of Alien Inquisition, Jason Helsel and Michael Radar Markham, that will not follow any sort of regular programming schedule. Now that we've cleared that up, let's get on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to Episode 3 of the Alien Inquisition Podcast, coming to you from Detroit, Michigan. In this episode, we will be focusing on the grindcore genre of heavy metal, which started in the early 80s and draws inspiration from some of the most abrasive music genres, such as death metal, industrial, noise, and hardcore punk. So let's get things started here with one of the precursor bands of the genre, the death metal band Repulsion, actually hailing from Flint, Michigan, with their track Horrified. Stylistically, you can hear many elements of grindcore throughout all genres of metal. Since grindcore first received its influences and earliest roots from most of the pioneering, better-known metal bands such as Slayer and Metallica. However, it's Napalm Death who gets the credit for laying the groundwork for the grindcore style. Here's a track off of the Virus 100 Alternative Tentacles Dead Kennedys tribute compilation, their version of Nazi Punk's Fuck Off.
Let's go.
The Alien Inquisition Podcast.
Grindcore is further characterized by heavily distorted downtuned guitars, high-speed tempo blast beats, and vocals which consist mostly of incomprehensible growls, frog gurgles, pig squeals, or high-pitched shrieks. The lyrical themes range from a primary focus on social and political concerns to some gory subject matter, hence its influence from death metal and black humor. Also, further influences, as I stated before, early influences of North American grindcore were Slayer, but some of the British grindcore bands draw some of their early influences from bands like Celtic Frost and Carcass. We're going to play a Celtic Frost tune right now, their song Procreation of the Wicked, and then I'm going to follow it up with a Five Deadly Venoms track. That band actually hails from Detroit, Michigan themselves, and it's a Slayer cover.
We'll be right back.
Inquisition Podcast.
Contribution to the grindcore genre, their track It Smells Like Masturbation off the 1996 album Lactation of the Mucous Membrane. Further contributors of the genre are Carcass and Brujeria, one of the bands that I played on the previous show. And here now is their track, Matandaweros, off of the Matandaweros 7-inch. So this, again, is a vinyl rip. And we'll follow that up with a Carcass track off their album, Symphonies of Sickness.
En el caso este que acabamos de presentar, las cabezas de los dos desaparecidos no aparecen. Las familias de las víctimas no quieren hablar, dicen que tienen miedo. Estamos tratando de hablar con alguien responsable del grupo Brujería, todavía no hemos podido que nos acepten esta invitación. Así que la investigación continúa.
Caballos nos usan para limpiar sus muros. Llegan al lado del freeway. Tengan huevos, sean hombres. Vamos por viajes al norte. Años pasan y nuestra raza se jode. Cabrones caballos nos quieren ver huevos. Forzado a la pobreza, siempre somos payates. Tu venganza será tu destino oscuro. Sangrilla caliente, fuerza satánica buscando venganza. ¿A dónde nos vamos? A ponernos a mano, a mano.
¡Matando vuelos!
¡Viva la raza!
¡Matando vuelos!
¿Cómo pendejo?
Alien Inquisition Podcast.
Perhaps one of the most infamous traits of the grindcore genre is the microsong. Songs that are only seconds in length, sometimes containing only simple phrases that may be rhythmically sprawled out across an instrumental lasting only a couple of bars. One of the North American grindcore bands that does this best, in my opinion, is The Locust. Here, off of their full-length self-titled album, is the track Stucco Obelisks Labeled as Trees.
Alien Inquisition Podcast.
And that was Gravatar, another Detroit band, with their grindcore style cover of the Slayer song Rain and Blood. And moving on, grindcore has certainly proven itself as a valid genre, making its mark and influence on many artists all over the world, including the Japanese noise band The Boredoms, heard here on the first episode of this podcast series. Also, the avant-garde saxophonist John Zorn in his project Naked City are said to have performed a polystylistic grindcore-influenced punk jazz style of the genre. And this influence can be heard in Alien Inquisition's catalog as well, with their track The Virgin off their 2010 release, The Virgin. Following that is the track Demon Sanctuary from the Naked City self-titled album.
Podcast.
And you have grindcore spreading its influence even further with the Switzerland grindcore band Fear of God spreading their influence to artists like Mike Patton and Kid 606, who on the end of the Fear of God tribute, after Fear of God had broken up and called it quits, they did the track Circle A from the band. And following that is the Fear of God track from their album I'm Positive. The title is First Class People. And I'm out of here for now. Until next time, if you'd like to contact me, Radar, your host, you can write me at radarmedia@hotmail.com. And to contact Alien Inquisition, write them at alieninquisition@hotmail.com. Take care. Until next time. Been listening to the Alien Inquisition podcast, brought to you periodically whenever Alien Inquisition or one of its members have time to put a show together. Thank you for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time, although we can't tell you when that will be. Just check back here.